Kutusichis Chelik Yud Beis, the Sicha of Bahar Aleph, Tarashi Sicha, that will basically differentiate between a Rashi and a Teras Keanim, which seem to be very similar, but they are truly very different. And in one simple explanation, we'll understand that the Teras Keanim and the Rashi have two different purposes, and therefore their explanations of the Pasuk, though they seem similar, are actually very different. And of course, we will have a beautiful Hirah at the end, a beautiful lesson. Ala Pasuk Shabbos Shabbos and Yi Yilarit Shabbos LaHashem. So this is about the halachas of Shemitah, about the din of Shemitah, that the seventh year, it's a Shabbos Shabbos and Yi Yilarit, it's a year of rest, Shabbos LaHashem. Darshu b'teras kerenim, the teras kerenim, the Medrash says, Shabbos LaHashem. Kishem shenema b'Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos LaHashem. Kach nema b'Shviyis, Shabbos LaHashem. Just like by Shabbos Bereshis. And just so we know, when we say throughout the Sikha we use the term Shabbos Bereshis, we are not referring to the Shabbos of Parshas Bereshis. We are referring to the Shabbos Bereshis, which means the Shabbos of creation, the seventh day of the week. Every Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereshis because it is the Shabbos of the Sheishes Yimei Bereshis, or the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereshis, the Shabbos of creation, the seventh day of creation. So just like by the seventh day of creation, it says Shabbos LaHashem, this is in Aseres HaDibris where it says, Sheishes Yomim Taved Uvayim HaShvi, Shabbos LaHashem Alekecha, Leisasa Beikol Malacha, etc. It says Shabbos LaHashem by Shabbos Bereshis, by the halachas of by the Aseres HaDibris, by the mitzvah of Shabbos. So too by Shviyis, it says Shabbos LaHashem. But he does not explain the relevance of it, he just compares the two. Uvipirish Rashi, Huva Gamkin Drasha Zu, Avo Besinu Lashon. Rashi brings the same drasha, but in a little bit of a different choice of phraseology. Rashi says, Shabbos LaHashem, L'shem HaShem, for the sake of HaShem. K'shem Shenem B'Shabbos Bereshis. Just like it says B'Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos LaHashem, and obviously over there it means for the sake of HaShem, so too over here we're saying L'shem HaShem. Seemingly at first glance, both of these drashas, that of the Teras Keanim and that of Rashi, are both the same with the same content, the same message. That it says that comparing Mishpita and Shabbos, and both are Shabbos L'Hashem. But very simple question. If both Rashi and the Teras Keanim are coming to tell me the exact same thing, why does there seem to be such a difference, so many differences in the choice of words between Rashi and the Teras Keanim? And the Rebbe is going to bring three differences between Rashi and the Teras Keanim. Aleph, Rashi v'Pirushim Mefarash Teichen Adrasha, Shabbos LaHashem L'Shem Hashem. Rashi explains what the drasha is about. What's the meaning of the drasha? That Shabbos LaHashem means L'Shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Then he brings the raya that just like Shabbos Bereshis, LaHashem means L'Shem Hashem. So too here. If the Teras Keanim tzi'in egzeir shava, Shabishneim nema Shabbos LaHashem, and Teras Keanim, he does bring the comparison that in both of them it says Shabbos LaHashem. Avol sasam v'le pirish teichlin anil mizal L'Shem Hashem. But he's sasam. He's unclear. He doesn't explicitly explain what is the meaning of the fact that they both say Shabbos LaHashem. So Rashi goes straight to the meaning of it and then brings a raya from Shabbos Bereshis. The Teras Keanim brings the comparison without explaining the comparison, the meaning of the comparison. Beis Le'idach, on the other hand, Kitzer Rashi, because of Stam Keshem Shneir B'Shabbos Bereshis. Rashi is more concise and just says Stam, simply, Keshem Shneir B'Shabbos Bereshis, just like it was said with regards to Shabbos Bereshis, with regards to Shabbos. But Teras Keanim Meirich, Teras Keanim is more wordy. Kishem Shneim Shabbos Bereishis Shabbos LaHashem, Kach Neim Shvi Shabbos LaHashem. So on the one end we find that Rashi goes straight to the point and he tells him what it means Shabbos LaHashem, and then he brings the raya, and the Teras Keanim doesn't bring us what it means. But on the other end, Rashi is very concise, very quick, very short, and Teras Keanim is more lengthy. And Gimel, the Teras Keanim Adrashu al Pama Beis, Shneir Ba'Parashu Shabbos LaHashem, the Rashi Mefarash Keanim al Pama Rishenu Shneir Shabbos LaHashem. The quote to this Sikha began with, Shabbos Shabbos and Yilad Shabbos Lashem comes from Pasuk Dalad. But earlier on in Pasuk Beis, two Pesukim earlier, it says V'shav Sa'adah Shabbos Lashem. So with regards to Shemitah, it says twice Shabbos Lashem. Now Rashi, when Rashi's Drash of L'Shem Hashem, Drash of L'Shem Hashem, is on the first time it mentions Shabbos Lashem in Pasuk Beis. And the Teras Kohanim, when he comes to explain Shabbos Lashem, he only comes in Pasuk Dalet on the second time he mentions Shabbos Lashem. So why are Rashi and the Teras Kohanim Stellingzach, as we say in Yiddish? Why are they coming to explain two different Shabbos Lashems? So clearly, Rashi and the Teras Kohanim are not here for the same purpose. Because if they were, their drashas would have been much more similar. Clearly, they are coming for two different reasons. And that's what he's going to explain to us in his base. The Habir. Duber kam apyamim dinyonin shal Rashi yipirushi ala teire einei lidrei shalachas. It has been mentioned numerous times that the purpose of Rashi, when he comes to explain the psukim in Chumash and Teira, is not to darshan, not to teach halachas, the laws of Teira, and lefarish pashto saksuvim, but to explain the meaning, the literal, the basic meaning of the psukim. Ubulisheni v'pirushi v'parashas bereishis, as Rashi himself expresses in Parashas Bereishis, ani lebasi ela lepsutei shel mikra. I came solely for the purpose of translating, of explaining the meaning of the psukim. Le'idach ha-teras kernim, conversely, the teras kernim, chelek ha-halacha v'adrasha b'teira, its purpose is to teach us the halacha and the drasha b'teira. In yonei drasha saksuvim v'limud halacha sheshebem, the teras kernim, which is part of the medrash, and part of the halacha of Torah, its purpose is to teach us how we can glean the halacha and the meaning of the laws of Torah from these psukim. Therefore, because the Teras Kehanim and the Rashi are coming for two different purposes, Chiluk Yesedi Zeh, Mazbir Ashinuyus, Bina Teras Kehanim, L'Pirish Rashi, Bina Didan. This fundamental difference between Rashi and Teras Kehanim, the Rashi is coming to explain the literal meaning of the verses, and the Teras Kehanim is coming to explain the Drash and the Halacha, explains why there is so many differences between Rashi and Teras Kehanim. The basic difference between Teras Kehanim and Rashi, but Teras Kehanim did is the lineage of Halacha. The Teras Kehanim is coming here to teach me the Halacha, the concept, the relevance in Halacha that we learn from these Pesukim. And Rashi is coming to teach me the meaning of the words, Shabbos Lashem. And therefore there is a difference. There are so many differences in the choice of words between Rashi and Teras Kehanim, because Rashi is explaining the meaning of the verse, and the Teras Kehanim is explaining the halacha of the verse. Kidl lekamon as follows. In other words, we didn't yet explain where in Rashi do we see the meaning of the verse, and where in the Teras Kehanim do we see the halacha. We didn't get into the details yet, but we just learned a very majorly fundamental aspect, which part of it we knew, but now we're seeing it implemented, that the Teras Kehanim and Rashi have different choices of words because they're coming for different purposes. So now let's delve in a little bit deeper to understand what Rashi is coming to teach me, and later we'll understand also what the Teras Kehanim is coming to teach me. They're coming on the words Shabbos LaHashem. And Rashi explains that Shabbos LaHashem means L'Shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. What does it mean, L'Shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem? What does that mean? Yesh Mefarshim, Eis Gimel. There are those who explain, Kavonas Rashi, but L'Shem Hashem. The purpose of Rashi when he says L'Shem Hashem, HaKosuv Milamdeinu, the Pasuk is telling us, Shashvisim Imelachis Asad B'Shnas HaShmita, Eina B'Shnas Menuch HaSadam, that the reason why we have to rest from doing work, agricultural work, work in the field during the year of Shemitah, is not because a person has to rest. A person is lazy, let's say, and he's been working for many years, 6 years, and now he wants a chance to take a break. So we tell him, take a break for a year. No, that's not the purpose of Shemitah. Nor is the purpose of Shemitah because the field, for the benefit of the field needs a break, needs a 1 year off from time to time, so in the years following, it should have the field should have the strength to produce at the top level. This is also not why we do Shemitah. Not because the person is lazy, nor because the field needs it. Ela l'shem Hashem, l'shem kiyum mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we're doing the mitzvah of Shemitah is for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. And therefore he brings the Dayim for Shabbos Bereishis. Shegam sham tzorech liyis hashvisa l'shem Hashem. That also in Shabbos, that we rest on Shabbos for the sake of Hashem. So there are those who want to, this is the explanation that some Mefarshim give, that when Rashi says the Shem Hashem, he's telling us that we're not resting because it's practical, because the person needs a rest, because the field needs a rest, but because the reason that we're doing it is because we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. Avol kasha lefarash kem pirush Rashi. But the Rebbe says that this is not, it's difficult to understand this in Rashi. And in Aleph and Beis, he's going to look at it from two perspectives, like a Mamanashach. Is this the Pashto Pshat, or is it not the Pashto Pshat? Im ha-pirus l'shem Hashem, eini mashmos ha-psuta sh'otei v'shabas l'Hashem. If you're going to tell me that the words l'shem Hashem is not the pirus ha-pashit, is not the literal understanding, v'lochein tzarech raya al-zem, therefore Rashi has to bring a raya from Shabbos Bereishis. Havalei l'Rashi l'farshe k'edim l'zem. The Rashi should have said it earlier. Al pasuk Shabbos LaHashem and never b'Shabbos Bereishis. When the pasuk says with regards to Shabbos Bereishis in Parshas Yisrael in that says Adibris v'yei mashvi Shabbos LaHashem, Rashi should have said it. But then l'shem Hashem. Ubefrat Rashi asks me because of Kan k'shem shenever b'Shabbos Bereishis. V'shom epirish midi. Over here, Rashi is referencing that Shabbos LaHashem, which is said in that says Adibris about Shabbos, and over there he doesn't say anything. So if this is a chiddush, if this is not the pirush ha-pashut, and this is a chiddush that l'shem Hashem, that you have to keep shvius l'shem Hashem, just like Shabbos is l'shem Hashem, then the pasuk should have, the Rashi should have explained it the first time Shabbos l'shem was mentioned. And Beis, on the other hand, im timtzeleim ha-shapiru zehu mashmuusi ha-pshutish ha-shabbos l'Hashem, if this is not a deeper pshat, but this is the literal understanding, Shabbos LaHashem, Shabbos for Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Shalachem lepirish Rashi midi b'Shabbos Bereishis, and that's why Rashi didn't explain anything in Parshas Yisrei. Ela shebenidin didan muchrich lefarshei ki kan yishmakim litish lepirush b'Evanacher, and the only reason he has to explain it over here is because a person could have erred, could have made a mistake, and said that I'm resting for the sake of the field or for the sake of the person, and therefore Rashi has to say it over here, but really it's a literal, it's a simple understanding of the pasuk. In a move on, in that case, we don't understand, lama tzarech raya alza, k'shem sh'nevim b'shabes bereshes. Why does Rashi need a raya? V'harei, matzinu k'ein zeh b'pirush Rashi ala pasuk, v'yikhu li truma, we find similarly, where Rashi gives a similar interpretation on a pasuk. For example, by the pasuk v'yikhu li truma, Rashi says li lishmi v'levi raya li pirushay, and Rashi didn't bring a raya that li could be lishmi. V'alderech zeh ala pasuk kedesh l'Hashem, also on the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, uvayei mashvi shabos shabosin kedesh l'Hashem. Rashi says shmiras kedushasa, the shmira of Shabbos, the keeping, the observing the holiness of Shabbos, lishmi is for the sake of my name, uva mitzvasi, and part of my commandment. And over there, Rashi doesn't bring a raya. Simple, li lishmi l'Hashem lishmi. So m'manavshach, if we need a raya because there's a chiddush over here, then why doesn't Rashi introduce the chiddush the first time around? And if the reason he doesn't do that is because there's no chiddush here, and this is the pashto pshat, then why does Rashi feel compelled to bring a raya? K'shem shnei b'Shabbos Bereishis. Seemingly, this is the literal meaning of the pasuk. Gibel. The third question that we have on this pirush, that l'shem Hashem means that we do it for Hashem and not for the sake of the person or the field. Lama ma'itik Rashi min akas of tevas Shabbos. Why does Rashi include in the Dibur HaMaskil, why does Rashi quote the word Shabbos? Hare alpi anal ini mefarish rak tevas l'Hashem. According to the above, Rashi is only explaining that l'Hashem means l'shem Hashem. And therefore, all l'shem Hashem. So all Rashi should have quoted from the pasuk is l'Hashem. L'Hashem, and Rashi should have titled l'shem Hashem. Why does Rashi mention the word Shabbos l'Hashem? The word Shabbos. Habir baza. And therefore we come out to understand from the fact that Rashi ma'itik min akosum kam tevis Shabbos. Rashi is quoting the pasuk, the word Shabbos, ki bo akushi shabakosuf. Because Rashi's Pirush is coming to answer the word Shabbos. Shabbos is what triggers the need for Rashi's Pshat. Teva Shabbos l'cherem yuteresi. Because the word Shabbos is extra. So Rimaschel v'shavsa ha'aretz. The Pasuk when he said v'shavsa, the earth should rest, the land should rest. V'havalilameima v'shavsa ha'aretz l'Hashem. The earth should rest to Hashem. So Rashi is bothered by the extra word Shabbos. And therefore he includes the word Shabbos in the Dibur HaMaschel and says, why does it say Shabbos? V'lochem v'farech Rashi l'shem Hashem. And therefore Rashi says that l'shem Hashem, just like it said b'Shabbos Bereishis, v'kavanosei le'lefadish the tevis la'Hashem pirushi la'Hashem, because they're moving b'pashtos v'nitzorach le'pirush. Rashi is not coming to tell me that the word la'Hashem means l'shem Hashem, because as we said, that's understood simply. You don't need to explain that. Ela demiyitur tevis Shabbos le'medim da'ashvisa l'shem Hashem d'shmita. We're learning that when it says Shabbos LaHashem, it's coming to tell me that the Shabbos, the Shvisa, the resting, that's LaHashem, that's being done L'Shem Hashem in Shemitah, has to be just like Shabbos Bereishis, in the same manner as the Shvisa of Shabbos. The way I'm understanding this, and I hope I'm right, only because I'm sharing it with you, is that it's where do you put the comma? Until now, we read like this, L'shem Hashem, comma, K'shem Shenem B'Shabbos Bereishis. That the word L'Hashem, or Shabbos L'Hashem, means L'shem Hashem for the sake of Shabbos. And the Raya is that just like B'Shabbos Bereishis is L'shem Hashem, so too over here is L'shem Hashem. But that can't be the meaning, because we just asked the questions, Manushach, why do we need the Raya, or why elsewhere, and if he says it over here, and if he doesn't say it over there because it's Pashut, why does he bring a Raya? He's like, it's not a Raya. K'shem Shenem B'Shabbos Bereishis is not a Raya. It's part of the Pirush of Rashi. Take out the comma and say, Shabbos LaHashem, L'shem Hashem, K'shem Shenem B'Shabbos Bereishis. That Shabbos LaHashem has to be done for the sake of Hashem, just like Shabbos Bereishis. That just like with Shabbos Bereishis, there's something that's done L'shem Hashem, so too, or in the same manner that we do it for Shabbos, we do it for Shvius. For Shemitah. Now, because we want Sivav. So you have to now wait until Sivav to understand the comparison between Shabbos and Shvius. But what we learned now is we now learned that we've changed the initial understanding of Rashi, and L'shem Hashem K'shem Shenema B'Shabbos Bereishis is one sentence, that on Shavuos we do it in the same manner as we do it on Shabbos in a specific prat with detail which will be discussed in Se'ivav. So now we've totally transformed our initial understanding of Rashi. And now we're telling, the Rashi over here is telling us that on Shabbos, that on Shavuos, we're learning, we're comparing something in Shavuos from Shabbos, and that's what he means when he says, K'shem Shenem B'Shabbos Bereishis. Dalit. Now he's going to answer the third question that we asked. Why does Rashi Shtelzach on the first Shabbos LaHashem and the Teraskeim on the second Shabbos LaHashem, and based on what we explained already in Ois Beis, that Rashi is here for Pesukos Shel Mikra, and the Teres Keirim is here for Drash and Halacha. Rashi brings this down on the very first time these words are mentioned in the Parsha. This question that Rashi has, why does it say the word Shabbos? This question arises immediately the first time it says the words Shabbos LaHashem. So therefore, right away, Rashi has to come and explain that the reason why it says the Shabbos LaHashem is to tell me that the Shabbos, the Shvisa, and Shvius is the same as Shabbos Bereishis. But then the second time around, Rashi has no reason to explain anything. Because Rashi is relying on what was already explained earlier in the two Pesukim before. And when you're talking about Pesukos Shel Mikra, not in Halach, he's going to say in the next paragraph, every word is Meduyik and has to be explained. But in Pesukos Shel Mikra, it is the way of the Pesukim in many cases to repeat something that was already said even numerous times, several times, b'im nischadesh b'eze davar. If something is being taught, if something new is being discovered in this repetition, it'll repeat the whole pasuk. Or in the 12, he mentions the whole parsha is repeated. It's referring to the parsha of Ahayaki V'yacha, which we say when we put on tefillin the Rebbeinu Tam. So it's repeating the whole parsha. The second half of it is entirely repetitive to the first half. So the question is, why does it repeat it? So Rashi says, because there's one chiddush in it. The first part that says, which is the question of the Ben Rasha. The second time it says, Vigalta Levincha, which is the At Psachlei, which is referring to the She'ena Yadea Lish'el. And the pastor is telling us that you should open up with Divrei Agada, with stories, to encourage the child to listen to what you have to tell him, because he doesn't know how to ask questions. So in order to tell you that vort, that at sachlei, or the lashon of Rashi with the shatiftachlei b'divrei agada, kidei shemeishchin asalev, to draw in the she'ena de'al Yisrael, there's a whole parsha that's repeated. So for sure, sometimes a pasuk or a word will be repeated, even though it's already said, because there's a chiddush there. And it says in parentheses, es sfiach. So the pasuk, right? The next pasuk is a sfiach ksir chalei sikser, sin vina zech chalei sifser, shna shabas in yiyo la'aretz. The pshat is that es sfiach is a davash in his chadesh ba. In other words, he's introducing the fact that also the sfiach and the even zirecha also are part of shvias, and therefore he says shabas l'Hashem again. But there's no need for Rashi to explain it, because it's normal for the psukim in Pesudei Shel Mikra to repeat something because of a davash in his chadesh ba, because of the new teaching that's being discovered in these new psukim. Ulam teras keanim, the leinach is lefadish pshat aksuvim. But in teras keanim, where the pshat, where he doesn't have to explain the pshat aksuvim, then just the opposite happens. And the leader is beakos of inyan ba'alacha. But the purpose of the teras keanim is to learn the halacha. Lachin deres dafka pama beisnim b'shabas l'Hashem. So therefore, the teras keanim only stops to explain the second time. The first time it says Shabbos L'Hashem, it's not coming for a drasha in halacha. It's coming to tell us that it should be L'Shem Hashem, as Rashi explains. But the second time it says Shabbos L'Hashem, that must be for a drasha. And therefore, the Teras Kerem says what the drasha is. So just like it says by Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos L'Hashem, so too by Shvi'is it says Shabbos L'Hashem. So we've answered our third question. Okay. Now, what is this drasha of the Teras Keanim? What is the Teras Keanim bidarshaning when he wants to explain the reason why it's a Shabbos L'Hashem over here? So he's going to explain that in Oisei. In Oisei, he's going to come to explain that there's a certain halacha that one might have thought to include or to introduce when it comes to Shvius, and the Shabbos L'Hashem is teaching me that when it comes to Shvius, we have to compare it to Shabbos. Where since in Teras Keanim he doesn't explain which inyan, which halacha is being learned from the comparison to Shabbos, but he sort of says it in a way, he leaves it open, he leaves it blank. It must be that he's not referring to a certain detail, because if he wanted to tell us a certain detail, he would have said the detail. The fact that he says it in a very general way, without going into the details, it's trying to tell me that there's a general concept in Shvius that's being learned from Shabbos. We're learning something, not a detail in Shabbos, in Shvius, but a general idea in Shvius that's being learned from Shabbos. V'hainu b'shneyem, Shabbos b'reishas u'shvius, nemar oisli alash Shabbos l'Hashem. Since in both of them, Shabbos Bereishis and Shabbos and Shemitah, it says the same Lashon Shabbos L'Hashem. And this shows that there is a comparison, that there is a tzad hashava, a common denominator between the two. But it wasn't explained which one should be learned from what, which one. Do I learn Shabbos from Shviyas, or do I learn Shviyas from Shabbos? Mevayda teiras keanim, comes the teiras keanim to tell me, k'shem shenemar b'Shabbos chulu, kach nemar b'Shviyas, just like it says by Shabbos, Shabbos la'Hashem, so too, by Shviyas and Shabbos la'Hashem, haynu she'Shabbos melamed al Shviyas v'lei lehepach. The Shabbos teaches us with regards to Shemitah, and Shemitah learning from Shabbos and not the opposite. That's what the teiras keanim is coming to tell me. That's what the teiras keanim doesn't explain the word Shabbos la'Hashem. We asked, in question Aleph, why the Teiras Keanim doesn't explain what he's trying to say? Because he said everything he has to say. He's trying to tell us a general idea that we learn Shabbos from, we learn Shviyas from Shabbos, Shmita from Shabbos, and not Shabbos from Shmita. And then he said, Kishem, Shenemar, Shabbos Be'i, Shabbos Lashem, Kachmem, Shviyas, Shabbos Lashem. The Shabbos Lashem is learned from Shabbos to Shviyas. Now, where would this relevance be? Now, where would the relevance be that I'm learning from Shemitah to Shabbos? Where would it be negei lemaisa? The Yuvan Zalpi Mashapirish arrived. The drasha satiras keren be inyan teisa shvius. The Ravid actually has two pirushim he mentions in the Ha'ara, but in the second pirush that the Ravid brings, he explains that the teiras keren is coming to teach me with regards to the concept of teisa shvius. We know that with regards to Shabbos, midrabanon, where there's an inyan to add a few extra minutes before Shabbos and a few extra minutes after Shabbos. It's called Tosfos Shabbos. The question is, does the same thing apply to Shviyas? Do you have to start a few minutes or a few days or whatever it is, some time early before Shviyas to stop working the land? So that the David says, V'yesh mefarshim lahakim, k'damarin me'yit katan, Ma Shabbos Bereishis Asura Lefaneh Olachreah Mutarin. That Meyed Katan, it says that just like Shabbos, it's also to do Malacha, but before it and after it, immediately Mida Eraisa is Mutar. Av Shviyas Hi Asura Lefaneh Olachreah Mutarin. But also in the year of Shemitah, the year itself is Asur to do Malacha in the Sada, but the moment before and the moment after is Mutar. V'ainu, and it explains, k'shem she'ein min ha'Torah din teisvus v'Shabbos bereishis. Just like min ha'Torah, there's no concept of teisvus Shabbos. K'mei kein ein din teisvus v'Shviyas. So too, when it comes to Shviyas, there is also no din of teisvus, and mutter l'zre'ah v'chulu b'seiv shishis, and you're allowed to plant into the field, even to the very last minutes of the sixth year. So that's the David's explanation. We're going to say now that the Teiras Keanim is also, the David is explaining that the Teiras Keanim is talking about Teisa Shviyas. Why would the Teiras Keanim have to explain this? Why would I think otherwise? So he's going to say, I'll be pastors, I would have thought that there should be a union of Teisa Shviyas. And because of that, the David has to come and to explain us that from the word Shabbos Lashem, we learn from Shabbos that there's no Teisa Shviyas. And this is based on this Ravid, that the Teiras Keanim is coming to teach me about Tosfos Shviyas. We'll now understand why the Teiras Keanim has to come with the drasha. Based on the basic approach, on the initial approach, without a limud from Shabbos Bereishis. That changes that, I would think, the svara would be, the logic would be, mechayeves shesviyas, mechayeves betesviyas. The logic would tell me that shviyas should be mechayev, that should be obligated with tesviyas, with adding an extra time. Why? Because of Nemar v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem, it says that the earth, ha'aretz, the earth should rest Shabbos la'Hashem. Or if I turn the pasuk, it says Shabbos Shabbos and Yiel la'aretz. The Oretz has to be. The concept of Shemitah is not just that the person has to rest, has to take a sabbatical from working the field. Also the earth has to rest, the land, the soil has to rest. The land, the ground itself has to be in a state of resting, in a state of not working, and not just that the person shouldn't do. Ulafiza mistaber. If this is true, if this is the svar that the oretz has to rest, mistabrish also lizrei b'seiv shishis. Then it would make sense to say that you shouldn't sow, you shouldn't plant in the end of the sixth year. The oz muchrich shasadim migadelas azera umatzmicha isay. The atshay medes become b'shvius, because then if you were to plant on erev Rosh Hashanah, the end of the sixth year, erev Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, then the earth, the land, the ground will produce and will grow and will reach ripeness all in Shemitah. And even if the person is not going to cut it down from the field, because of his work, because of his planting on Erev Shvius, during the year of Shvius, the Aretz is not Beshvisa. So I would have thought that a person should have to add on Tesvis Shvius, add on some days or some time before the seventh year, to make sure that whatever is happening to the ground, it's happening before Shvius, and not that during Shvius, the earth is actually still working. And from the limud, one from the other, comparing Shabbos to Shvius, one could have made a mistake. The Shabbos LaHashem, anemar b'Shvius, milamdeinu haShabbos b'Reishis, that I could learn from Shemitah to Shabbos, shegamba mechuyavim b'teisvus, and that I would, the svara would tell me that I need to have teisvus shvius to make sure that the earth doesn't work on shvius. And then I would say that just like it says Shabbos LaHashem, and there is teisvus shvius, I would think this is in the Hava Amina, that this would also apply to regular Shabbos, that mean not teire, there isn't a concept of teisvus Shabbos. And therefore comes to Teiras Kerim and tells me, "Kesheim shenemar b'Shabbos v'chulu kach nemar v'chulu haynu halosh and Shabbos l'Hashem anich popoi." The fact that it says halosh and Shabbos l'Hashem again, madgishu malam deinu, is emphasizing and teaching us shashvisa shel shana hashvis he bedugmas a Shabbos l'Hashem. From the fact that it says Shabbos l'Hashem a second time, which is the first time Shabbos LaShem could mean Shabbos LaShem, I still wouldn't know where do you go from where. But then the Torah says another Shabbos LaShem, and that another Shabbos LaShem is where the Torah's kingdom is concerned, is Lidrashikas, you know. It's coming to teach me something. What's it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that that Shavuos is like Shabbos LaShem, is like Shabbos Bereishis. And you learn the laws of resting on Shemitah from Shabbos Bereishis, not the opposite. And therefore, even though Pisvara, you would think to rest on, to add on time to Shviz, nevertheless, we learn, like the David says, that we learn from Shabbos, that just like Midei Raisa, on Shabbos there's no taste with Shabbos, so too on Shviz, there is no Teisvus Shvius. This actually also answers question Beis. Why the Teiras Kehanim is Meilich Keshem Shenem V'Shabbos B'Reishis Shabbos LaHashem? Because he's trying to emphasize over here that the reason it says Shabbos LaHashem is to teach me that I learned Shvius from Shabbos and not Shabbos from Shvius. Okay. Good. So we've answered a number of questions already. We answered that there's a difference between Rashi and Teiras Kehanim, because Rashi is Pshutus L'Mikra, and Teiras Kehanim is Lidrash or Lahalacha. We explained that according to Rashi, L'Shem Hashem means for the that on Shabbos Bereishis, that on Shvius there's a similarity to Shabbos Bereishis. We also explained in Oiz Dalid, we also explained the difference why Rashi tells it on the first Shabbos LaHashem, because L'Pshut Yishol Mikra, you have to explain it right away. And the second time, it's allowed to mention it more than once, because there are extra details that are being included, and therefore sometimes the Pasuk says extra words, Bishvil Davrash and Eschadishba. But saying in the Teiras Kehanim, which is covering the Drasha, the first one he doesn't have to explain, because that's Pashto Pshat, that's L'Shem Hashem, Al-Pi Pashtos. And the second one, L'Drasha Kasini, comes to explain, and we explain what the Drasha is. The Drasha is to learn Shabbos Bereishis, to learn Shvius from Shabbos, Shmitah from Shabbos, and he's coming to tell me not to add on Tosfos Shvius, which I would have thought to do if I was learning Shabbos from Shavuos. So, but now we have to go back and understand what was Rashi, what is L'Shem Hashem mean? We know what it doesn't mean, but we already explained it as Gimel, but we don't know what L'Shem Hashem means. What is it coming to tell me? So this concept is a halacha concept. Do we have to keep Teisus Shviyas? Do I not have to keep Teisus Shviyas? This is something that would be relevant al pi halacha. But if you're coming to Pshat, according to the, if you're following the way of Pshat, which is Rashi's way, as we said earlier, and as we know, have already learned and we know from so many occasions, Bliya in Hara, Rashi is not going to shtelzach on this whole issue of Teisus Shviyas. It's a halachic matter. So what is Rashi coming to tell us? Kavonas Akosuf, Shabbos LaHashem. According to Rashi, Rashi is saying that the Shabbos LaHashem on Shavuos has to be just like the Shabbos LaHashem on a regular Shabbos, which he already mentioned in Seif Gimel, but now we have to understand what that means. So let's understand that, but first let's ask one more question or one more diuk. It's not really a question. The fact that that Rashi and the Teiras Kayanim, but Rashi here, uses the terminology Shabbos Bereishis. Like you could have said Shabbos Yomim. The Gemara Yerushalmi uses the term Shabbos Shanim, the Shabbos of the years. It's the seventh year, Shabbos of the years. So he could have said Shabbos Yomim, the Shabbos of the days, the seventh day of the week, which would have been simpler, especially since we know for ourselves, I don't know about everybody, but I know at least for some people, the word Shabbos Bereishis is confusing. You think of the Shabbos that comes after Simchas Torah, in which you read Parshas Bereishis. Even if you weren't going to think that, it's still, it could have just said Shabbos Yomim. Why is Rashi emphasizing and using the word Shabbos Bereishis? We're going to explain it as follows. On the pasuk, this is referring to the Omer, the carbon ha'omer, and it says in last week's parsha's Emor that mimachras Shabbos, on the day after Shabbos, is when the kohen does the Omer. Peter Rashi explains mimachras yom tivrishin shel Pesach. When it says mimachras Shabbos, it doesn't mean like the Baitusim said. That means that would mean that they tied to the meant Sunday. But Rashi says it means Yom Tiv, it means the Yom Tiv of Pesach. The Melachas Shabbos means after the first day of Yom Tiv. She'im ata oimer Shabbos Bereishis, yatidea ezehu. Because if you were to say the Shabbos Bereishis means a regular Shabbos, you don't know which Shabbos. Melachas Shabbos after Shabbos. After which Shabbos? So therefore, it must mean the day after Yom Tiv. What are we going to derive from this? Something else. V'hainu, the Haloshen Shabbos, Shayach Gam Yom Tiv. So from this we learn that the term Shabbos could also mean Yom Tov. Because B'machas HaShabbos, Rashi says B'machas Yom Tov. The Shabbos Bereishis, Shelo Yom Tov. The word Bereishis, this excludes Yom Tov. The really reason why Yom Tov is called Shabbos is because on Yom Tov you also rest. Not the halachas are not exactly the same. But there's also a Shvisa on Yom Tov. So it makes sense to call Yom Tov Shabbos. When you say Shabbos Bereishis, you're referring to the Shabbos of Bereishis, of the Sheishis Mi Bereishis. So that obviously cannot mean Yom Tov. So the reason why Rashi says, uses the term Shabbos Bereishis is to exclude Yom Tov. What does that mean? V'habiu. The fact that the person was commanded to rest on Shabbos, and this is why the day is called Shabbos, from the word Shavisa of resting. Nemru, base time. There are two reasons that are brought in the Torah. One is Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're remembering Ma'aseh Bereishis. Since the Eivishter created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, therefore a person was commanded that he too should work for 6 days and rest on Shabbos. And that's what it tells us in the Aseres Adibris that is mentioned in Parshas Yisrei. The second reason why we observe Shabbos, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. As it is mentioned in the second Vaseres HaDibris that is brought down in Parshas Vaeschanan, you should remember that the Eibishter took you were in Eved in Mitzrayim, the Eibishter took you out of the Geimar Al Kain, therefore, because you were in Eved in Mitzrayim, Hashem took you out, therefore, Tziv Hashem Alekecha, last is to see him a Shabbos, therefore Hashem commanded to do Shabbos. So there's two reasons why we do Shabbos. One, Zeichel Lamais Bereishis, to remember that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. Two, to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Zehu diyuk halosh on Shabbos Bereishis. And that's why Rashi is emphasizing Shabbos Bereishis. Shevisa lezeichel Lamais Bereishis. That the resting on Shabbos should be, or the resting on Shviyis, should be lezeichel Lamais Bereishis. To remember the creation. Briyas ha'olam. V'shoyne b'zeh ha'shvisa d'yantiv d'yesh b'zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. And this would be different than Yantiv. Yantiv is not l'zeich l'maisa b'reishis. Yantiv is only zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. And in the other he brings different psukim. Pesach is for sure zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. Because Pesach is moving on to Mitzrayim. Then comes Shavuos. Shavuos David gave us the Torah. So there's a pasuk in the Shmos Gimel Yud Beis where it says, the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to be able to get the Torah by Har Sinai. So Shavuos is related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then he mentions a pasuk in Parshas Emer where it says, "Ki besukas eishavtis bnei Yisrael beitzias Mitzrayim," that the Eibishter put us in Sukkos on the way out of Mitzrayim, and therefore also the Yantiv of Sukkos is connected to Mitzrayim. To Yitzias Mitzrayim. So all three, the Regalim, are connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Shvisa of Yamtiv is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Shvis, Shmita, is different than Yamtiv, which Yamtiv is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Shmita, Vishavah Bazel HaShvisa, the Shabbos. Let's reread that because I stopped in the middle. Shvisa lezecher ma'is bereishis b'riyas olam v'sheinu b'zeh shvisa the yantiv the yes b'zecher letzias mitzrayim aval ein b'zecher ma'is bereishis. Yantiv has its yes mitzrayim has zecher letzias mitzrayim but doesn't have ma'is bereishis. And when it comes to shmita, he's telling you, you have to rest on Shmita, Zeichel L'mayis HaBereishis, just like Shabbos also has Zeichel L'mayis HaBereishis, which Yom Tov does not. V'zuhi kavanasos l'Rashi, b'pirushi l'shem Hashem, k'shem shnem b'Shabbos Bereishis. This is what Rashi is trying to tell us, that on Shmita it should be for the sake of Hashem, just like by Shabbos Bereishis. Hakavana l'shem Hashem, b'ashvis l'shas Hasheva. The purpose is, the intent of Rashi is to tell me that when I have in mind that I'm doing it for Hashem, when I am resting in Shemitah, he oisa kavanah shebeshabbos bereishis zeichel lemaisa bereishis bria soel meshesis yamim b'bimah shvi shabbos is the same kavanah that I have in Shabbos bereishis, which is to remember that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. So this is a beautiful twist, if you will, where we were talking about Shabbos LaHashem, and all of a sudden, by emphasizing the word Shabbos Bereishis, the Rebbe teaches us that the Rashi is coming to tell me that when it says Shabbos LaHashem by Shmita, he's telling me that on Shmita I should rest, just like I rest on Shabbos, and just like when I rest on Shabbos L'Shem Hashem, it's because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So too on Shmita, I'm resting on Shmita because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. And this explains our first question of why Rashi has to say L'Shem Hashem, and the Teras Kayanim doesn't explain anything, because Rashi is saying L'Shem Hashem K'Shem. He's telling us the whole thing. He's telling us that on Shabbos and Shemitah you have to rest for the same purpose, with the same kavana as Shabbos. Masha'enkein, the Teras Kayanim is just telling me that I learn Shemitah from Shabbos with regards to Tesis Shvius and not vice versa. And that's why we said already earlier, we explained the question too, that's why that Teres Kerenim is Meirich, because he wants to make this point that we're learning Shabbos Shemitah from Shabbos Bereishis, and that's why, and we already also explained question Gimel, why the Teiras Kerenim is on the second Shabbos Lashem, and Rashi on the first Shabbos Lashem, because Rashi is coming in the Pshutah Shel Mikra, and in Pshat you explain the first one, and when you come to Adrasha, the first one is Pshat, the second one is Drasha, and therefore the Teiras Kerenim explains the second one. And basically we've answered all of our questions, and we now understand this Rashi and the differences between Rashi and Teiras Kerenim. And Oy Zayin is going to introduce another concept which is going to be explained based on the explanations that we came up until here, that primarily this Nekuda, that Shabbos Bereishis means that Shabbos we are resting Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Based on this, in the way we explain the word Shabbos Bereishis, that Shabbos you're resting. Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Yes, Levai Rashi Tamuha. We can explain a Rashi, a questionable Rashi. B'pashas Mishpatim. Now the pasuk of Ayem Hashvi'i Tishbeis says in the seventh day you should rest. Pirush Rashi Mechilta. Rashi explains based on the Medrash of the Mechilta. He says Af B'shana Hashvi'is Leitek Shabbos Bereishis Mimekayma. Even in the seventh year, do not uproot Shabbos, the regular Shabbos, the regular seventh day of the week, from its place. Meaning to say that you have to observe Shabbos even during Shvius. Shalitayim, a person shouldn't say, Ho Yilvachalashon, no Kruya Shabbos. Since the whole year is referred to as Shabbos, the whole Shemitah is called Shabbos, Leitinigba Shabbos Bereishis, you don't have to do extra Shabbos Bereishis in the middle of Shemitah. So therefore comes the pasuk and says, of Yimishvi Tishbeis, that even during Shemitah, you have to rest on Shabbos. Lachinatamua. Just because you're using the terminology Shabbos on the rest of the year, why would I think that because of that I shouldn't keep Shabbos for the whole year? But now it's going to make perfect sense. Now that we understand what the word Shabbos Bereishis means, now we're going to understand what this Rashi is telling us. We explained earlier that the reason why a person rests on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, there's two reasons. Aleph, Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Shal Shem Zanikra Shabbos Bereishis. One is we're resting to remember that the Eibishter created the world on Shabbos in 6 days and rested on Shabbos, and therefore it's called Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos to remind us of Bereishis. Bei Zeicher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. The second reason is to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. U Pirush Rashi. And Rashi explains Hashaychus the Yetzias Mitzrayim L'Shabbos in that Parshas Vayeschano, where it says this Lashon was the Zachar Tekiyev the Yisrael Mitzrayim. Alkein Tzivcha Hashem Alekecha Lasi Zasim HaShabbos. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says Almenas came for the Acha. It was on the condition, on this condition, were you released, were you redeemed from Mitzrayim? Shetil Eved V'tish Mitzvesav, that you should be his Eved, his servant, and keep his mitzvahs. Now the Rebbe makes a very interesting point over here. There's no direct connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and resting on Shabbos. It's a general idea. I took you out of Mitzrayim, you owe me. You owe me, you're my Eved, you owe me to listen to me. Hainu. So basically, where does it come out? Sha'atam letzivu shmiras Shabbos hu. Why is the reason for the commandment of shmiras Shabbos? Ki nemar b'saras adibris harishonos, zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. As it says in the first, saras adibris, zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. The reason why we're resting on Shabbos is because Hashem rested on the first Shabbos of creation. The zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the fact that we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, who tam l'kiyum ha-mitzvah she-mitzvah mishum zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis, is the reason why we have to fulfill the mitzvah that was commanded because of Shabbos Bereishis. Why was it commanded to us? Because Hashem rested on Shabbos. Why do I have to fulfill this commandment? Is because I owe it to Hashem because He took me out of Mitzrayim. So there's two reasons for resting on Shabbos, but one is a reason for the commandment. The other is the reason for why I have to fulfill that commandment. V'lachein kosalka daitach. Therefore, I would think shabeshona shvi is te'akash Shabbos Bereishis. The kibun shekol hashona kruya Shabbos. Harikol hashona gam yemisachel himzeich L'Maaseh Bereishis. If it boils down to the whole reason why Hashem commanded us to keep Shabbos is because of Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis, then if the whole If the whole year is called Shabbos, which means the whole year is already a Zeich L'maisa Bereishis, every day of the year, I'm remembering the fact that the Eibishter created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. I would think that I don't need a regular seventh-day Shabbos. So what's going to be added on Shabbos? I already know on Friday or on Tuesday that I'm not going to the field because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos, and Hashem is the creator of the world, and therefore I rest on Shvius. What is Shabbos adding? In other words, now that I understand that Shabbos Bereishis means that Shabbos is based on Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis, then if the whole year is called Shabbos, and I'm remembering Maisa Bereishis, then what do I need a Shabbos for? I have the whole year is Shabbos. Melamed HaKasuv, and that's where the pasuk has to come to tell me, the Gam B'Shvius Neig Shabbos Bereishis, that no, it doesn't work like that. That even during the year of Shemitah, there has to be a year, or has to be, you have to keep Shabbos. Hatam. Ima Yesh Tekal Hashana Kuriya Shabbos. Even though the whole year is Taka called Shabbos, I will be poyel ein hashvisa ela b'melachas hasad. And during the year of Shemitah, the only area where we're actually resting is from working in the field. Ubemele hazecher b'poyel al yedei hashvisa. Therefore, because of that, when does a person actually remember that it's Shabbos and zecher, that it's a Shemitah and zecher l'maisa b'reishis? Would be al yedei hashvisa urak b'zman d'melachas elu v'rak ba'adam eved ad masay. Only during the time that he would normally do the melacha in the field, and only a person that's a farmer, only a person that actually works the land. So now when he can't work the land, then he'll say, oh, zecher l'maisa b'reishis. But the Shvisa on Shabbos takes me for the whole 24-hour period, and I can't do any malacha, and therefore it affects any kind of person, not just the person that works the land, but any person who does any kind of malacha remembers for these 24 hours that it's Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis. V'eichesh b'Shabbos gam mitzvahs chiyuviyah is also there are positive mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush, and mitzvahs like that that I have to do on Shabbos in the positive. So I'm not just remembering Shabbos but L'maisa Bereishis through not doing malacha, I'm also remembering Shabbos L'maisa Bereishis through doing certain things. So therefore, it's talking not enough. I need more. But the Havamin is, it would have been good, because the whole point is Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis. And I have... But then, comes in Pasuk and says, we need more than just, the Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis that you get from not working the field. So, the halacha is that you have to keep Shabbos, regular Shabbos during Shemitah. But the question was, what's the Havamin? Now I understand the Havamin. If you didn't tell me that Shabbos Bereishis is Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis, then I don't understand the connection. What's the question between Tuesday and Shabbos? Tuesday is Shemitah, Shabbos is Shabbos. But if the whole reason why I'm resting on Shabbos, on Shemitah, is Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis, then Tuesday, I already have Zeichel L'maisa Bereishis. So why does Shabbos have to be any different than Tuesday? And if the Pasuk has to say yes, there's more on Shabbos than the rest of the year. And with that, we conclude the Rashi and the Nigla aspect of the Sikh. In Eis Ches, we're going to learn a powerful lesson, Yena Shel Teira, with the fact that on Shabbos we are resting from all types of malacha, and that the things that we do that are permissible are actually part of honoring Shabbos. From the Yena Shel Teira, the wine of Teira, the deeper, the juice of Teira, in this Rashi. Shvisa Sekdushas HaShabbos Makefes U'Machdida Kometzias Adam. The resting and the sanctity of Shabbos, it encompasses the person and envelops the person, or imbues the person, the entire Metzias, the entire entity of the person. Called Pratov, every aspect, every detail, even the person's material needs are also part of Shabbos. That Shabbos you're supposed to enjoy yourself. Even the eating and drinking on Shabbos is all part of enjoying Shabbos. Even though during the days of the week, worldly matters and permissible matters should be only that which is necessary. And if he's involved in them just for the sake of leisure, for the sake of pleasure, it's considered extras and is asr, and is not the proper thing to do. On Shabbos, it's not a problem. On Shabbos, you can enjoy yourself. Why? Ki kedushas haShabbos nimsheches gam b'inyan v'gashmi shel adam, because the kedusha of Shabbos is drawn down even into the person's material matters. V'tzarich liyisanik b'em, and therefore you have to enjoy it. V'zeh gufa uyin shel mitzvah kedusha. On Shabbos, Shabbos has the power to elevate your gashmius. And therefore, things that during the week we don't engage in because it's tam moistness, it's extras, and it's not necessary, on Shabbos we do engage in it because Shabbos is elevating it. And Rashi is being meramez Shabbos l'Hashem l'Shem Hashem, just like it said b'Shabbos Bereishis. He's actually telling us, Ashvisa the Shvis, he laid Akshlila Shvisa Mimalacha, that the Shvisa, the resting that we do in the year of Shemitah, shouldn't just be in the negative of what I'm not doing, the fact that I'm resting from doing Melacha. Lehafresh Asasim Minyani Aveda Sa'aret, to separate, to refrain, the person to refrain from being involved in the work of the land. But a person in Shemitah should rest as he would rest on Shabbos, meaning to say, to draw down the holiness of Shvius, even into the fruits and into the matters of the land, similar to the Aveda of bringing Hashem, of knowing Hashem in your own paths, in your own ways, in your own day-to-day routines. Even there you should bring Hashem into that. In other words, the comparison of Shabbos and Shviz is just like Shabbos. It's not just that I don't do malacha, but I actually engage in elevating the entire person, and even his material matters can be elevated on Shabbos and can become holy and part of a mitzvah. So too on Shviz, there's an inyan in elevating the material matters of Shviz, that not just to refrain from engaging in malacha, but also to find a way in the year of Shviz. I don't know if this is punkt pshat, but yes, the person is not doing his malacha, he's not involved in going to the field every day and planting and sowing and doing the things he has to do in the field. He has more time to bring this Beis into the world. He could elevate the world. He could go home and show him. He could learn more Torah, teach more Torah, bring more getlichkeit, more godliness into the world. So it's not just about not doing avoy, not doing malacha. It's melachas asada. It's also about bringing kedusha into the world. Al pi zeh muvan. And now we have a sort of reverse turnaround. Till now we were saying that all the premise of the sikha is that we're learning shviyas from Shabbos. Shabbos is the primary, which we do every week, and Shviyas we learn from Shabbos. So al pi halacha we learned that there's no taste for Shviyas. Al pi chzidus we learned that there's an inyan in being maile the inyani ha'olam during the year of Shviyas. But al pi zeh muvan, and this test is going to tell us shekashem shiyas maile b'Shabbos legabi Shviyas, kach yesh maile b'Shviyas legabi Shabbos. Based on this, we're going to come to the conclusion that just like there's a maile, there's an advantage of Shabbos over Shviyas. So too, that on Shabbos, everything is being elevated, and on Shviyas, a person has to work on that, but it's not ready-made. So too, there's a mile in Shviyas, the Gabi Shabbos. B'yoyim ha-Shabbos, mis'al ha-adam v'chol ha-ilam. On Shabbos, the person and everything in the world is being elevated. V'sambatin yichiyach, the Sambatin river, that during the week it's very rough, there's things flying from it, and it's doing a bunch of a lot of stuff is going on over there, but it stops on Shabbos. So it's just a proof that the world is different on Shabbos. V'chol olamos, and b'Shabbos nesu kol malachos, and Shabbos you can't do any malacha. Gam kol tzrach v'agashmi v'minyan shel oinag enik shu mitzvah k'nis kilel. And even those things that are generally considered a person's basic needs, on Shabbos they're considered oinag, and they're part of Shabbos. So on Shabbos, everything is elevated. You say the mitzvah b'shviyis, but shviyis has an advantage. The inyan of v'shavsa, Shuyis's issue, if Shuyis's concept is that the Oret should rest, lahamshich haShabbos laHashem binyanim arsim shaloi, to draw down Shabbos into his worldly matters, kifi shein bedargad Eretz, as they are still in the form of Eretz arsius earthliness. Shadirak lehevsed v'lischeira v'chulu nesru. And Shuyis, the only thing that's aser on Shuyis is to do business with the agricultural, with the produce, but all other types of material matters, material engagements, are permissible on Shvius. So Shvius, there's much more artzius than there is on Shabbos. There's much more earthliness, much more worldliness than there is on Shabbos. So Shabbos, everything is elevated, even the world is elevated, but on Shvius, it's not elevated that much. And therefore, the person has the opportunity to draw down holiness into Shvius, into the world during Shvius. Eidzeis, leirak b'maychel inyoni adam kenu, elegam b'maychel behema. And Shvius, even maychel behema is affected. In Shvius, when it says that you could eat, it compares the person and the behema and the chaya. And from this we learn, kashakala l'chaya, kala l'adam, that if the chaya, in the year of Shvius, there's a comparison between the human and the animal because the elikus is so strong. On Shabbos, the world is being elevated. So once it's being elevated, the gilui is lamata is not so strong because everything gets lifted up to heaven, to spirituality, and it all becomes part of Shabbos, and the world remains world. On Shvius, we're Shavsa Aretz, Shabbos LaHashem, we're bringing down the Shvisa into Aretz. So even when I'm engaging in Melacha, which I can't do on Shabbos and I could do on Shvius, I'm bringing down a Lekus into that Melacha. And even the Chayis and the Behemoths are different in Shvius because of the Gilu that's being brought down the Mata. And this is the lessons, one of the lessons that we learn with regards to the mitzvah of Shvius in the person's ruchnis dekaveide, gam bechutz laaretz vegam bezman agalos, even when you're in chutz laaretz and even in galos, which technically Shvius doesn't apply in chutz laaretz and Shvius doesn't apply in galos, but nevertheless there's still an element of it even in chutz laaretz and in galos, as the Rebbe said in the Farbrengen, that the idea of Shvius applies b'chala tekef in full manner even today, because goyim and galus cannot affect ruchnius, as the Friedrich Rebbe said, that our neshamis did not go into galus, and therefore if we are here today, there is a concept of shvius that still applies to us. What is it? Kedusha sa'odom udveikusi laKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich liyes leirak bazmanim deteiru tefila kshu Kadosh muvdul minyanei ha'elam and legam be'esis haskusei buvun dechel binyanim arzim shalei, that the ave, the kedusha of the person and its connection, its cleaving to the Eibishter, should not just remain during the times of teiru and tefila, when he davens, when he learns, when he is somewhat removed from the world, but even when he's involved in uvdin dechel and mundane matters, even there, just like the 6 years receive from the seventh year, like a person might do, that if you try to pour into a very small keli and you from a very strong force of water, that everything's going to fly out. So what you do is you pour into a larger cup, and then you go from a larger cup into the smaller cups. So too from Shvius, the rest of the 6 years are blessed, not just the 6 years, start, and then comes the seventh year. But Taker, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, it was first Shabbos LaHashem, and then came the 6 years, because from the Shemitah, it blesses the next 6 years. So too, when a person does his Avodah Binyan in the Chil, Tzarech Lahamshich HaShabbos LaHashem Kedusha Likis B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, a person has to bring down the Shabbos LaHashem into the Kedusha Likis, the holiness of Hashem, into all aspects. So now, what we're saying is like this. In a certain sense, Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, we don't get a chance to affect the world, because we're so elevated and we're so removed from Melacha, we don't get a chance. When it comes the year of Shvius, I'm the one, and there's a certain Kedusha Shvius, there's a certain holiness in Shvius. And on the other hand, we're still doing melacha. We're still involved in Yanei Olam. And therefore, during Shvius, we have the power to bring the Kedusha of Shvius into the rest of the world. And also in our day-to-day life, every single day of our life, when we daven, we're removed from the world. It's like Shabbos. But then when we go into the rest of the world, we have to take that davening, that Kedusha, that holiness, we have to bring it into the world, just like Shvius affects the 6 years that come after it. And like the Rebbe said in the Fabrengen, that through you have the union of Shvius and Aveda, when you bring this Kedusha into your Aveda, you're pale the union of Geula, because the whole idea, or the whole Galus came because of the lack of care in Shemitah. So when we do Shemitah, which means in today's day, that we bring the Kedusha of Shvius into our mundane matters, we are able to bring the Geula, may it be, b'mheirav yameinu, amen.